to Friday, 6 to 9 on Smile 90.4 FM.
Ladies and gents, it is so lovely, and she's really just brought so much warmth into the studio. And it's so lekker to finally have her back in flesh, because she's parties. When she comes to Cape Town, it's in and out. But the amazing powerhouse and the most incredible human being that is Cass Knight. Good morning and welcome to the Minor Colour.
Oh, wow. You know, this is like the best welcome I've got. And I've got to say to the listeners, is I walked in here and it was a group hug.
Yes.
I think I'm part of family, actually.
You actually
am
are.
I Smile FM family? I can also sing and carry.
Yes,
you are. As long as I've known you, you've been a person that doesn't only talk the talk, you walk the talk. And by that, you are a person that has happily pioneered the way forward for women in sports by being vocal. And by being literally vocal, you were the first to be behind the microphone as a professional broadcaster in sport. You then, instead of going, well, listen, let me pave the way. No, you were like, what else can I do to make a difference and a change? And in the year of, I mean, this year is just phenomenal. The amount of women in sport that have been highlighted by and given TV coverage and media coverage is unprecedented. And it's amazing.
It is amazing. And I was saying to someone, the year of women's sport has been built on blood, sweat and tears. So if you've just joined women's sport, you're like, oh, wow, this feels good. The 2023 feels good because we worked so hard for decades.
Spot on.
And I'd like to say that many women worked harder than I did years before, but I was able to break through. Now, Shonda Rhimes says that. She says, you break through the glass ceiling because others came before you, and they weren't able to push up. So in 2006, you know, took 10,000 Rand, launched an initiative, and it's turned into a multi-million Rand initiative in 2023.
Come on.
And the reason why I say this is success is a long journey.
It is,
you know, it's 17 years of this. It's my eldest child, as I often say. Daniel's 14, Ella's 11, Luke's 9, and G-Sport is 17.
Yeah. G-Sport, look, the one thing that I must say is, you know, Cape Town, we don't like to go to Joburg, Cass. You know,
stop it. Because you have the mountain, I get it. And a beautiful sunrise, I get it.
So, I mean, it was inevitable that the expansion of what you were doing was going to come here. And boy, oh boy, did it come here as it arrived.
It is amazing. And I think we are a little bit arrogant in Gauteng because we assume everything happens there. Ryan, stop laughing. You know it's true. And so we had a Freedom Day event in Mandela Square, and we had it on IG. We think we're so cool. And then Couture Low said, Cape Town next.
Yeah.
And we felt subtweeted. We were like, oh my word. So I said, guys, let's put out a call. Maybe we'll get about 10 ladies who say yes. And 40 women said yes.
Sure.
We figured it out. We need to drop the arrogance and humble ourselves and head around the country.
Wow.
Yeah.
How, I mean, you know, you look at how you've grown, and you've grown a movement that's been far spread, but I still feel that we battle still to break through in terms of corporates and corporates buy-in. And I know it's something that you kind of, you've been a leader in knocking on doors. Actually, not knocking, breaking doors down.
Feet first.
Feet first through those corporate doors. Bam.
Yeah.
Is it still a huge issue to get the message across that investment is badly needed?
It's getting better, but you've got to be invested. You've got to want it. So you're not just one return on investment. It's I believe that women should be empowered. I believe in the emancipation of women. And if you believe in that, your actions then say it, right?
Correct.
It took us 6 years. I self-funded the initiative for 6 years. 2012, we picked up our first naming rights partner. 2015, we're endorsed by the department. 2019, we signed Momentum. And then everyone's
Momentum,
does that happen? I said, it happens because you invest. Now, basically, I went and did cricket commentary, and then I took my cricket money and I invested it in G-Sport. I didn't know we were going to get here. But all I can say about corporate South Africa is, unless you're getting on board now, you're going to pay in years to come.
You're
going to seriously pay.
And to all those that have signed and been a part of the journey, the rewards have been watching on a national globe and global level, the success that you have invested in is beaming across TV screens globally. And that's kind of a, you know, that's a kind of a goosebump moment where you go, this is what we're talking about. This is the final product that we're seeing on our TV screens, and we're shouting at our TV screens, going, come on, hit the ball. or whatever. That's the investment. That's the payoff to that investment. And it's got to start at a grassroots level as well. Cass Knighty's with us. We're going to chat all things Momentum G-Sport Awards. This is incredible that it's in Cape Town. And not in Cape Town. It's actually everywhere. Mm. But to have an initiative that's focused here in the city as well, we don't mind to go to Joburg and be a part of what's happening.
Look at him.
We love the fact that it's here as well.
Yeah.
We do five-word weather on the show, Cass, and we asked as a little surprise.
Hi, my name is Luke, and I am 9 years old. Today's five-word weather is cool, just like my mom.
Awesome.
Absolutely.
I love it. That is amazing.
We second that, yeah,
yes,
smile.
We do.
With the one and only Cass Knighty, mom, wife, entrepreneur, a pioneer.
Role model.
Superwoman.
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 That's true.
That looks better.
Look at you guys.
Better in the flesh.
You're going to make me think I'm all that. And then I'm going to be out in the mother city today think I'm all that. But listen, what an awesome opportunity that a breakfast show is giving airtime to women's sports so powerfully.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's what we need more of.
Spot on.
You can't close the visibility gap by one initiative doing the work. So every time you get a new platform like this saying, hey, women's sport, hey, G-Sport, we're speaking to the right people.
Mm. Yeah,
absolutely. And I look at the history of the Momentum G-Sport Awards, and I mean, last year, swim sensation Laura van Niekerk emerged triple winner of the Momentum G-Sport Awards stage. I mean, that was just so powerful.
Exactly.
And we carry over from 2022 into the year of women in sport. And it's just, I mean, I get goosebumps, you know, and when we first met, in actual fact, being a parent was on the list of things that I really wore, you know, it was my dream to have kids, you know, and unfortunately it wasn't easy to have kids, but I've got two beautiful girls, right?
Lovely.
And my girls are sport fanatics.
I am so glad to hear that, because I was going to, you know, transform them anyway.
I mean, it goes without saying. And they are, you know, it just kind of it resonates even more as a parent, I think, when you've got kids and you're watching TV and they're watching the Proteas women's team in action, and my girls go, Dad, the girls are playing cricket. That is so cool. Like we do in the backyard. Our backyard cricket, Dad. They're playing it for real. There's the Proteas.
Yeah.
And they've got role models. And they're looking up to these role models. And they flick the channel. Mm. And there's, netball on. Then they flick the channel and there's soccer on. And then they flick the channel and there's Sevens rugby on.
Yeah.
And you know what? It's all women in sport.
It is.
And they are loving it. But pioneers like yourself, I want to talk a bit about how people listening now can plug in and get involved. I'm listening. How do I get involved in the nomination process? 2023 Momentum G-Sport Awards.
I think first things first is to follow G-Sport for Girls on social media, because we absolutely nail it when it comes to the narrative. We've got an all-women newsroom, right? All in their 20s. You can just imagine how crazy that is. And they keep telling the story of women's sport. So if you're a young woman in sport media and you feel like you're going nowhere, G-Sport is the place for you. It's got a community. We have a WhatsApp communications group for media professionals where we share job opportunities. But if you want to nominate, gsport.co.za/awards, put in a powerful nomination. There's a woman in your life who needs a life change.
Mm.
Cass, you've changed so many women's lives. I mean, I think
mine
of
included.
I think of someone like Julia Stewart, who's also dominating in the football broadcasting
Julia's
space.
Brilliant.
I mean, what is that message that you have for that little girl listening now? Not just in the broadcasting space, but running out onto a field, onto a court, to stay motivated.
Be passionate about what makes your heart sing. Mm. Really, even if it's a crazy dream. I had a crazy dream.
Yeah.
I heard a woman commentate when I was 14. I ran into the kitchen. I said, Mom, I'm going to be the first woman cricket commentator. And she was like, oh no. Mm. There are no black people in the team. And I mean, that was 1992, right?
Sure.
Giving my age away. But I stuck with it. I taught myself cricket for 11 years. And when the opportunity arose, I was ready.
Sure.
So my message to you is, if you want to be an astronaut and you want to go be the first woman racing driver in South Africa, what do you want to go be? Even if someone says no, use that as motivation.
Mm. Sure.
Because sometimes the no is just fear, because it's never happened before.
Yeah.
And once I was able to achieve my dream and make my debut, I remember phoning my dad saying, it's done. He said, nothing's done. You've just started. Sure. And that was 27. I was the age of 27.
Wow. Oh, so powerful.
And I was so excited that I made my debut, that I actually proved my mom wrong and did it. But now I sit here at the age of 45 and I think success is a long journey. So even when you're passionate, you've worked hard, you've achieved your dream, how do you remain credible in an industry and relevant that you can take years off, have kids, breastfeed, come back and still do it?
Sure.
And that's what I feel that my greatest success has been, being able to leave something that I truly love to go do something I truly love, which is be a mom, and then come back and be better at it.
Sure.
And more women are actually doing it. I mean, you take Serena Williams, you've got so many examples of it. Carla Mostert, or Pretorius, that's playing netball at the moment, a mom, and also in the chosen World Cup team. But you actually nailed it when you said that there were people before us that were doing it. And as you guys are doing so great, and as it's such a great success, this dream and initiative that you've put together and the people that have come together with you to make it possible, the work is not done yet.
The work is not done yet. And I often say that the more we progress, the more gaps we see. And unless you want to really evolve, there isn't an end point. Mm. But if you ask me, what is the end game for G-Sport? That women's sport turns fully professional and you can have a career.
Yeah, man.
Come on.
We're not here for freebies and exposure doesn't pay the bills.
Spot on.
So we pay our athletes to attend our events, to sit on stage. We pay them to be at press conferences because their value builds our value.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Aww. Let me just tell you something. If you're catching the tail end of this content, this is going to be a podcast a little bit later on. I want you to listen to every single word that you've missed from the incredible Cass Naidu, a voice that will leave a legacy for generations to come. And it's the groundwork from her and the likes before that have come through. Cass has been that, as you mentioned, the breaking point through the ceiling. But it's not, definitely not the end. There is so much work to be done, but thank heavens that work being done is being done by people that are as motivated and as driven as Cass and I do. Cass, I get so much to say. So much to talk
I'm
going to
come back, don't worry.
You've got to come back and
part
talk.
Of the family.
I know you've got a dash, and you, by the way, she'll be on tellies just after 8 o'clock this morning. If you're watching us and you can, listening to us, you can also watch Cass after 8 o'clock on the Espresso a bit later on. Cass, thank you so much for doing what you do for my girls and their girls the generations to come. You are a voice that breaks through those barriers, and you are that light, and what you see is what you get from you, and that I love about you. You're incredible. It's so lucky to see you. I wish we could have more time together, both off the microphone and on the microphone. And just again, everybody, the 2023 Momentum G-Sport Awards, it is the place that you want to focus on. Corporates, if you're listening, don't be snoop. But having said that, believe in it. Don't
you
do it because
to.
You think it's the right thing to do. Do it because you believe that you want to be a part of the change you want to see. Cass, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, guys.
You're amazing.
I like you. Follow us on Facebook at Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show.